Christ will gather his wheat into the heavenly granary. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 12. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The farmer will always take the precious wheat and gather it into his barn or his granary. He has planted it and sown it, and he will wait for the precious wheat to be ready before he gathers it into his granary. But we see that all the chaff is burnt in the fire. The precious wheat is separated from the chaff. The chaff is worth nothing. It is burned in the fire. This speaks of many things. It speaks of Christ fanning away all the chaff and waste from the life of the believer, and it is only burned, but the wheat remains. Sometimes God allows Satan to sift the wheat. Satan does it to destroy, but God uses it to actually purify. You will lose nothing but the waste that is not needed. As in Job, he was humbled, though a holy man, and lost any self-righteousness in his life. This also speaks of Christ separating the wheat from the chaff of the lost. When we are saved, we are separated from this world. We get a new life, new friends, new walk, new talk. We are being sanctified. One day, we will have a final sanctification from this old wicked flesh when he makes all things new. We will be finally separated from sin and its sway. The gathering to the granary speaks of his second coming. One day, if we are alive and remain, we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. There is coming a day when the Lord will gather all his wheat into the barn. Not one precious grain of wheat will be forgotten. All the precious crops will be brought into the granary, and where he is, there we will be also. What a day that shall be, when my Jesus I shall see. But it also speaks of a sad day coming, a sad day coming, a sad day coming by and by. When Christ says to the lost, "Depart from me, I know you not," and they are cast into outer darkness, in the flames of hell, and the lake of fire for all of eternity. Yes, just as ours will be a day of rejoicing, theirs will be a day of weeping. Is it not so now, child of God, that today is a day of weeping in many respects for you? Your life, many times, is not the joy that you see on the face of the world, the joy or the laughter of the damned. No, no, we don't smile in this world as much as people would want us to, because we sorrow. We have joy in our hearts for the future that it holds, but we also understand what this world entails. And it does not bring a smile on our face to see their worldly mirth and their laughing at blasphemous things. Yet Jesus, as ours, will be a day of rejoicing when we see him. There will be a day of weeping. Pray, pray, pray for the lost. And go, go, go. Tell them of this Savior, how he died for their sins, so they enter not into that place of torment as the rich man spoke about. He is coming, dear friend, to gather his wheat into the barn. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready for Jesus to come? Is your life in order? Are you walking in the Spirit? Have you been saved by the blood of the Lamb? Have you been crucified with Christ? Are you walking with him daily? Remember, when Christ does that work of separating the chaff, getting out the waste of your life, don't dread it, but thank God for it. When your friends, your worldly friends, are separated from you, do not hate that, but rejoice that Jesus counts you as the grain and they as the chaff.